It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL. What did Trump
truth?
That's right, Diener. We're starting with a Trump truth.
This is really unusual. I didn't even know this was coming. It's supposed to be good.
Not even breaking or anything. It's not like breaking news. It's just something that he had truthed out yesterday. And I think it says so much. It really does. And I think it speaks to, well, first of all, it's obviously so him. But it's also speaks to this divide that the media is trying to create. He says, now that the election zone in Florida is over and everything went well, shouldn't it be said that in 2020, I got 11 million more votes in Florida than Ron D got this year?
Oh, come on.
He says, just asking.
Just asking. Well, it's also a general election versus a midterm election.
Oh, there's all kinds of qualifiers here that should explain it a lot better. But I mean, listen, I get it, though. I get that he's going to say that kind of thing. I bring this up because I saw something fascinating last night. It was a throwaway little statement that Kayleigh McEnany, I happen to have it on the TV. She was talking to Harris Faulkner on Fox. It was on in the background. She just, it was like a throwaway line. She said, of course DeSantis is going to run. She would know.
Boy, she sounds real confident.
She said, you don't take that kind of momentum and not do anything with it. Of course he's going to run, which is interesting because I know it's far-fetched. I get it. And you're going to hear this and you're going to say, no, oh yeah, okay. Like Trump is really that well-behaved or DeSantis wouldn't put up a fight too. There is a way for both of them to elevate each other. There is.
There is.
And I truly believe it.
Yes, there is. You're right. But I just don't see it playing out that way.
I know, especially when you hear like a truth media post like he had yesterday. Yeah. I get that.
Listen, Trump is, for as strategic as he is, because people don't give him enough credit for being very strategic in the way that he approaches things. I know he shoots from the hip a lot, but it's most of the time it's for a reason. There are some times where he does speak out of turn, absolutely.
Right.
But shooting from the hip, the things that he says, he's very strategic, and people don't give him enough credit for that, I think.
I heard that, too, and I heard somebody that along those same lines say, of all people, you don't think he hears the chatter about he's the problem within the party?
Yeah.
You don't think he's seeing that?
Oh,
he's going to respond to it?
He knows, and he knows what people are saying, which is why even more, I think if there was a run between DeSantis and Trump, alpha male Trump is going to come out. Ego Trump is going to come out.
Probably.
And he's going to try to assert himself as the guy, and he's going to do it in any way that he can, and that includes tearing down DeSantis in any way that he can.
It wouldn't even be personal.
No, it would just...
It's just he has to be the lead lion.
That's what it is.
And he will kill you in your sleep.
And I don't think DeSantis would take it personal. He knows his business.
That's the thing. Maybe a lot of this relies on how DeSantis handles it. He could really help himself by being cool, calm, and collected, not take pot shots back. He's not going to be a wimp.
No.
He can't do that. He can't, can't be disrespected.
I think the way DeSantis would handle it because, and you're right, Bill, you are. You're right when you say that there is a way that they can do this to prop each other up.
There's a path.
I just don't see that path happening.
Probably not. Especially now that we have 2 years to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
But this was Trump. Listen to this. I thought this was interesting. This was before the actual voting or the tabulation took place or started to take place. This was a day before the midterms.
Usually what would happen is when they do well, I won't be given any credit. And if they do badly, they will blame everything on me. So I'm prepared for anything, but we'll defend ourselves.
Isn't that what happened?
Pretty much.
They're trying to blame him on all of this when, by the way, I know it looked kind of bleak because we all bought into the red tsunami garbage, which isn't going to happen anymore in any other election. It's too divided. It's that'll never happen where it'll be sweeping massive dominant wins. It's just not going to happen. That's still a big possible win for Republicans.
Yes.
We still may come out of it. After all, gaining in the House seats won in very interesting places like on Long Island.
Exactly.
And other places of the country where they flipped blue seats.
Clean sweep in Long Island.
And it's still a distinct possibility they have the House and the Senate.
We're waiting
on Arizona, that preposterous voting system we have out there.
Ridiculous.
Sorry. Nevada. Thank you, Gloria.
Yes, we're trying.
From Nevada, who corrected us on that. And a lot of other states, too, as we're waiting on this stuff. This may be, at the end of the day, this was not such a loss after all.
No, you're right. And I think, yesterday, I understand the reaction yesterday from us, from a lot of the pundits, from just the general population on Twitter, a lot of the Republican nerds on there who go on and try to forecast things. I understand the disappointment and the initial reaction to everything yesterday. And even today, you look back and you think, man, we really did buy into this red tsunami garbage. But when you look at actual, when you sit down and the dust settles, with the day after, and now it's the day after, And you can look and say, you know what? It really wasn't that bad. I mean, you look at all the flips in New York. You look at all the flips in Florida, California. There's been flips. Colorado, there's been flips. And a bunch of other states, too. Arizona. I know we've been talking about Arizona. There actually have been things called in Arizona with different congressional seats. The attorney general flipped to Republicans.
Right.
So there is actually a lot of red momentum that came from this.
Yes.
As the dust has settled that we can see now. So, you know, maybe the demise of the red wave was premature. Maybe not the right wave we thought it was going to be, but
it's just
still a lot.
People are upset at the tyrant lockdown candidates that got away with it, and the squad getting reelected, and all this. So that's what they're upset about. And John Fetterman, who literally can't put a sentence together.
That was the big hurt.
And is an extremist getting elected to a Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
But things like this make you feel better, I think, because at least it puts into perspective. You want to know what's going on in Pennsylvania? A longtime Pennsylvania state rep was reelected in a landslide on Tuesday. Here's the problem. He's dead.
He's not alive.
Anthony Tony DeLuca.
Oh, he's dead.
He was Pennsylvania's longest serving state rep. He was the choice of more than 85% of the votes cast, Dina.
Sure was.
Okay, now here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the statement from the Pennsylvania House of Democrats. This will enrage you, but it explains all of it. While we're incredibly saddened by the loss of Representative Tony DeLuca, we're proud to see the voters continue to show their confidence in him and his commitment to democratic values by reelecting him posthumously. A special election will follow soon.
Boy, they are good at spinning things, aren't they?
I get the argument. I do understand that it's like they didn't have time to put in a new candidate. It was too late to replace it. I understand. You know what you had time to do? You had time to read the news and understand he's dead.
That's the
problem.
And
you still voted for him. These are mindless morons who looked at a ballot and they saw DEM next to his name.
That's right.
Without a clue of having what was happening and still bubbled it in for him.
And that right there is how Fetterman won in Pennsylvania.
That's exactly how he won.
Low information.
I don't know who that is.
No idea what's going on. All they look for is the DEM next to the name. They have no idea about what Fetterman is.
I like Democrats.
Who he is, what's going on with him, what he wants. They're just going to vote for the Democrat because they're mindless.
By the way, there are people who do it for the same when they have Republican next to the
That's
name.
That's also
without
true.
Without doing any research.
Stop being a mindless voter.
Yes.
One way or the other. You're right.
But doesn't that explain?
Sure does.
So much.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And how about the Democrats? We're proud they continue to vote him in by showing confidence in him. He's dead.
I would just love for one day for them to be honest and be like, yeah, you're really stupid. You didn't know he was dead. But they're good at spinning it. That's for sure.
All right. We've got more from Arizona. What's the update on that? When are they going to finally decide the fate of the nation? That and some other states as well. We got to get to our responses. I guess there are some in the text line, and whether or not it's okay to bring the 5-year-old to Hooters for his birthday party.
Yes, I promise we're going to get to
those. It's the non-troversy we need to chime in on.
Yeah.
877-850-8585, by the way, is the text line. That and more next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. News time already? Almost. Karen's got that at 8:30. What's happening?
Well, you got the midterms and the hurricane, which is now a tropical storm, but I'm going to talk football.
Oh, good.
Ooh, good. Yeah. Tomorrow's the picks.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Football. Oh, yeah.
Week 10, baby.
Woo.
NFL season gets underway tonight.
That's right. It is a Thursday night game.
Panthers and the Falcons.
First of all, week 10.
Week 10.
What is going on?
And Tom Brady's leading his division.
At what? 4-4? 4-5?
5-4?
Oh.
So it actually is a... I know Panthers and Falcons is not a very sexy matchup.
Oh, come on.
If you're an NFC South fan, the Falcons are fighting for first place
NFC
South.
Here's their defensive tackle, Grady Jarrett.
Teams want to do their best, you know? So, I mean, guys going to play physical. They're going to play fast, and they're going to try to make big plays. And there's a lot of pride in this game, and it's essentially one of our rivalry games that we have. So both teams, both cities take a lot of pride in this game.
Al Michaels went into his production meeting yesterday for this game tonight. He goes, all right, who's on this game? Oh, another bad one. But I'm making $16 million a year.
Do you have a problem with the streaming service off of Amazon where it like breaks up and stuff?
Mine's been all right.
Yeah.
Mine's been pretty clear. It still looks weird to me. The sound is weird, but
anyway.
I don't know. I finally figured out, by the way, I stream it on my iPad, throw it to the TV.
Yeah.
And then it's constantly streaming. Then I can do commercials, go to other networks.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, TV. Yeah, because that's what they're paying. You got to sign in and out.
You got to log out.
So wait, what do you do?
So I have it streaming on my iPad.
Okay.
For Amazon.
Right.
And I throw it to the TV. It's smart TV, so I just throw it to the TV.
Right, you do a little AirPlay on there.
Can I do that? So, I don't think I can do that.
I don't think you can do that.
Yeah.
You have rabbit ears, Karen.
I can throw it at the TV.
You get three channels.
Karen's sitting in front of the TV adjusting the rabbit ears and turning the knob.
And throwing my iPad at the TV.
Pretty much.
While Bill throws his to the TV. That's right. Like pretty amazing. Much. By the way, apparently Giselle and Tom Brady are divorced.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's
done. It's a done deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's done.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's a thing.
So next he goes back to Bridget Moynihan, the Pats. And maybe plays a little for Michigan.
You can't kick.
He's going full circle.
He's in retrograde.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh no, you can't kick out McCorkle from the Pats. Come on,
he needs a year to learn.
Yeah.
Oh well, more coming up.
All right, thank you, Karen. Appreciate it very much. 10 minutes away from that, and a lot more. News Talk 850 WFTL. That'll be in news. Speaking of news, we're still waiting on many states. Arizona's the focal point because it's actually preposterous what's happening out there. Carrie Lake, who I think is great herself, and my God, does she seem presidential. That's going to happen, by the way.
Oh,
she's going to
be
president someday.
That could be a 28 thing, depending on what happens in 24.
Oh, that's true, too. She explained very well, I thought, to Tucker Carlson exactly what's the deal with these votes. Why are they so confident about possibly Blake Masters still winning the Senate seat so the Republicans would get, like, control? And also her winning the gubernatorial race there. It's because of the votes that are yet to be counted in Arizona. Here's what they are.
They're the people who showed up on election day.
Right.
They're the people, 275,000 of them are people who brought their mail-in ballots to the polls on election day because they don't trust the mail and they don't trust the drop boxes. So guess who those voters are? They're our voters. And we're only down by a few thousand votes right now. When those votes come in, I think we're going to see a lot of liberal minds kind of blowing up.
So as ridiculous as it is that this is still delayed, and they're talking about like through the weekend into next week, Nevada is talking about possibly we're prepared just in case it goes to Thanksgiving.
Oh, come on. That's 2 weeks from today. Get it done.
As ridiculous as that is, the kinds of votes that are yet to be counted in that Maricopa County are pretty hopeful that this can still turn out. I don't know. We'll see. It's just ridiculous.
It seems like the opportunity is there.
Yeah, of course it's there.
So that's why, you know, yesterday, again, like it was seen earlier, yesterday, of course, was just the raw reaction to everything, but
yeah, right.
The dust has settled, and we do see a lot of things did flip red, and we see the opportunity is still there to have the Senate and the House. So, you know, still some things to be hopeful about for the Republican side anyway.
We had this for you before. It's amazing. See, here, this is how this works. Karen drops off microphones whenever there's news happening. She takes a flight to places.
That's
like
right.
After the show and then gets back real quick, and she'll leave a microphone there, and we tap in to see if it's still working. Well, the last time Arizona screwed up, 2 years ago,
yeah,
we tapped into that microphone's frequency to see if it's still there, to see if we can get the current goings on.
Yeah, it's there in a little ficus plant in the corner of the room.
So here is the counting as of yesterday.
I am doing
fine.
Well, what can I do?
Well, I was hoping you could run a play
for you.
So
there you go.
I wouldn't expect any results anytime soon because that's how they're counting at the tabulation center in Phoenix.
Now you know why it takes them so long.
And now it's all explained.
Oh my gosh!
All right, enough of that. Let's get to the matters that really matter to Americans, Diener.
Sure.
Here's our non-troversy of the week. So this is all over social media. In fact, the New York Post actually picked up the story because parents are getting blasted on social media. They posted a viral video that has 6.9 million views because they took their five-year-old out to a restaurant to celebrate his birthday party. Just put it on, you know, social media to share it, whatever it was. Here's the controversy. It was at Hooters. Kid, it's his favorite place. So they took him.
Hey, and I mean, you know.
They announced his birthday. They sang the song. Kid's having the time of his life. Well, they're getting absolutely blasted by keyboard warriors who are butting into these people's lives.
Of course they are.
And ripping them. I don't see anything wrong with it, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm an awful parent, too. I don't see it. But some of the things people are saying to these folks, oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know, man. Listen, is it something personally that I would do is take my kids to Hooters? No, I never have. I probably don't plan on taking my kids to Hooters anytime soon. But is there anything wrong with Hooters? No. It's just... That's just my personal view on it.
I think the perception is out there that it's a full-on topless bar.
And it's not at all.
It's not anything close to that.
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant.
Skimpy shorts? Sure.
Skimpy shorts, low-cut shirts, but it's not like anybody's getting lap dances at Hooters.
As far as we know.
Well, you know, I mean, backroom and Hooters, I don't know how that works, but just saying, I mean, it's not that big a deal.
We need a perspective on this. We threw it out to the text line, 877-850-8585. Did anybody respond to this even?
We do have a few, actually. And this one wasn't about this story, but someone wanted to let us know that there's also a drone show going on in Pompano Beach this weekend, because we talked about beautiful weather this weekend for different events like the Stewart Air Show. There's a drone show in Pompano Beach, so that's going to be cool on Saturday.
I'd like to check that out.
Yeah. But anyway, so we have a couple of people chiming in. They said, look, maybe Hooters isn't the best choice. I'm sure there's other places like Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, please.
But
that's way worse.
But you might get the flu at Chuck E. Cheese. That being said, it's the parents' choice for their kid. It's not something I would do, but it isn't my child, so it's not my decision. So
I concur.
That from our listeners.
I agree.
That's CJ from Pompano, by the way.
Nice work, CJ.
Yes. And we also had, let me just go back here a little bit. We also had somebody saying, don't judge lest ye be judged, and mind your own business. It's all in caps, so I felt like I had to yell it.
That was from heavy listener Moses.
And then someone else said, I think this is more along the lines of what you're saying, Bill. Absolutely nothing wrong with taking your kids to Hooters for a birthday party, as long as they don't play with the piñatas. Nicely done.
Well, I think that's it. I don't know if we're going to be able to top that one.
That's a good one. So I think everybody's kind of on the same page. It's all right if that's what they want to do. It's
people
not like it's a topless bar.
So worked up. Oh, my God. Now, from the parents' perspective, they should have expected some blowback on this.
You would think so.
But they put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Of course, people got to chime in.
Well,
settled.
There you go.
Settled. There done. You go.
The people have spoken. Leave them alone.
And we learned about a drone show.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right, more headlines coming up next. What's the latest? What's up with the fake divide between Trump and DeSantis? I'm just not buying it. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I think it's media created.
Mm.
And why are they throwing eggs at King Charles?
Oh, no.
In England.
King Charles III?
Yeah.
Sausage fingers?
Yeah, it's him.
All right.
Coming up next, the Self-Loader Morning Show. Keep it here. Thank you so much, Karen. We'll see you for that news. 9 o'clock, top of the hour, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the Self-Loader Morning Show. This is Diener, I'm Bill, and Jen's going to be checking in with her Friday football picks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I
guarantee
it.
Now, I must tell you this in the interest of full disclosure.
Uh-oh.
Last week was one of the easiest sheets I have ever made because it was a big game. You turn around, there's another big game. Oh, there's another one.
It was simple. Your job was easy.
It was so easy last week.
Tough picks, but yeah.
Not this week. I'm going to have to be scraping through the barrel to find some good games for us to pick. So I have no idea what we're picking tomorrow. So it should be interesting. Just letting you know.
which tends to happen. I remember this from last year because the games were getting tougher and tougher. And 9 o'clock tomorrow, we'll give our picks. And, we won't let Jen off the hook. She's recovering from home. Everything's going great. Hopefully
yes.
The storm was fine. Everything's fine.
Yes.
Did you check in with her yesterday?
I did. I was asking about the minis. She said the minis were good. They're taken care of. They had everything ready and set to go on her end over there.
Uh-huh.
And, in her Jen Ross compound up in northern Martin County.
Here's how the text went from Diener. Hey.
Oh, come on.
Everything okay? Is there anything I can help you with? By the way, please make sure you get those Friday football picks in and text them to me. Thanks so much.
If you lose power, maybe you can just go to somewhere else that has power. You can send me the texts.
That's what that was all about.
Find a place that has Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly. All right. In the meantime, we're all wondering when the heck we're going to be able to decide who won these elections because we're waiting on Arizona, Nevada, all kinds of other states, too, by the way. Don't let them off the hook. We still haven't decided the House seats, which is preposterous.
I know. So silly.
And in Georgia, the numbers are starting to start to come in how important this is. We know there's a runoff between Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock. It's going to happen December 6th. Everyone is going to be there. By the way, I heard Kayleigh McEnerney. This is another thing she said yesterday. She goes, I don't want to see a Republican enter the state of Georgia and not put anything but Herschel Walker on their lips.
Wow.
To help them.
Wow.
Everything they can possibly do. Ted Cruz is going to campaign there for him.
I guess a lot. This is going to be like an all-out blitz on both sides. So that means we're going to see Obama and Clinton again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
oh,
yeah.
Lord.
And a lot of money. So this story is popping up now out of Atlanta. Various groups already making investments. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee.
That sounds like a real official group there, and they sound like trouble, to be honest with you.
I guess we can call them the DSCC.
All right.
They're already committing outwardly to spending $7 million on field organizing.
Jeez.
Help organize for Raphael Warnock. Two anti-abortion groups are going to go after Warnock for his position in the issue. They have a lot of money funding, too.
Wow.
And the Republican National Committee says they're going to spend more than probably any other election on the ground in Georgia to make sure this happens.
It's a big deal, man. I mean, especially if Arizona goes Democrat.
Oh, God,
if Blake Masters loses that.
Very, very, again, relying on Georgia, a runoff election for the fate of the nation. Because that's exactly what it was. If that had turned out, if that Georgia runoff had turned out differently in 2020, we're in a different world right now.
Yes, absolutely.
A completely different world. They would have been able to stop the madness from this administration.
And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. It's great that the Republicans are going to take the House. That's a matter of time. But you have to also take the Senate. You need both to really have to be in a good position now and then leading into 24.
Yeah.
So that's, man, that's why I don't want to depend on Georgia, though. They got to take Arizona and Nevada. Am I saying it right now?
We were corrected by Gloria. Big listener from Nevada.
There you go.
She said, please don't say Nevada. It makes our skin crawl out here.
Okay. Very sorry.
Nevada.
To all the Nevadians.
I've heard that before, by the way, when I was in Vegas once.
Really?
Sir, it's Nevada.
Wow. They're serious about it, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I do apologize because I don't like saying things wrong, and I hate when people say, like, my name wrong. Because, I mean, you know my name is Diener. Everybody calls me Diener. But when you see my name spelled out, I mean, it's D-I-E. N-E-R. So naturally you see that you're going to say diner. I've heard Diner. I've heard Drenner, which I don't understand where the R comes from.
Stefan Denier. That's how I read it.
I get it.
That's true, though. That's so, like that time I was driving through Lutz and I called it Lutz.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
I almost got shot. It's Lutz, you moron.
They'll come after you.
Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Yes.
How about this? We got some Elon Musk Twitter news, which may not matter to you, but it actually is important. And it all started with Biden's press conference yesterday, where they had the nerve to question Elon's foreign ties to foreign investors and governments. Joe Biden questioning somebody else's foreign ties. Really?
Good point. That's
you got to be kidding me.
Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. My gosh. It's I wasn't sure what to make of this answer that we're about to go over. It's either A, Joe Biden having no idea what he's talking about and completely talking out of turn, which 99% of the time that's what it is.
Right.
Or B, this is an actual concern because he's serious about it.
Oh, yeah. Because now that's, and believe me, and he knew this, we knew this, we all talked about it. There's a concerted effort to take down Elon Musk now. He's a threat because he's opening up and leveling the playing field for information.
Yes.
Now, that's the American way and the way it should be. But that's a threat to the Democrat regime. So they can't have that. They can't have, free information. And speaking of that, he was serious about it, apparently, leveling the playing field on Twitter. That blue check verification for $8 a month.
Oh, yeah.
Started yesterday.
Oh, it did?
So you can pay for that. Yes, it is a pay-to-play service, but you can get information not suppressed at all. And he actually got it done by the time he said it was going to get done.
I'm in. I want to do this.
Part of that, here's the other Elon news. Ending remote work at the Twitter company.
Oh, he did.
His first email to employees after buying the social media company, he said they would be expected to be in the office for at least 40 hours a week.
Oh, wow.
Now, normally anybody would hear that and say, I work 60. That's no problem. But these aren't these kids at Twitter. These are the non-spanked, spoiled generation of wokesters that I'm pretty sure don't wear shoes ever.
They're used to working like 2 hours a day. Oh, my gosh, I have to go somewhere, work 8 hours a day.
He has, by the way, he did this for SpaceX and Tesla as well. And he said, remote work is not working for our purposes. We're going to get it done.
Wow. All right.
And he did.
Which is different, actually. I mean, that's going against the grain. A lot of companies are going remote these days.
They've got an adult in charge now.
That's true.
And it's great to see.
Now they're being spanked by Papa Elon.
Oh, I love it.
That's what's happening.
I absolutely love it.
So didn't Biden call him he might be a national security threat?
He might be a national security threat. And that's how you first plant the seeds. This is why Biden knew exactly what he was saying.
What a jerk.
So then you get DOJ investigations, which are probably underway, and then they'll come after him, and then they'll investigate, and they'll try to put a hold on things.
And this comes...
All because of free information.
Yeah, and also because let's not make believe this is a coincidence in timing. This comes a couple of days after Elon tweeted out to vote Republican.
That's right.
So now he's a national security threat.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, in the meantime, things are crazy over in the UK. I don't exactly understand how they work over there. And I thought when he became King Charles, which I still can't get used to, he would stop with the meet and greets and the shaking hands and the,
Oh, he's a man of the people, Bill.
I guess, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
somebody threw eggs at King Charles in York yesterday.
Can't do that. What are you throwing eggs at the king for?
It's not very nice. It was a protester. He was greeting people when it happened. You're going to hear a lot of booing. First, you'll hear the eggs splat, actually, on the ground. They missed him.
Oh, wow.
You'll hear the booing, and then you can slightly hear the guy, what he's yelling at him. Here's how it all started. So that's the protester. He's yelling, "Not my king!"
As he's being pulled away by his neck, probably.
Do you remember that video we had of during the funeral for the queen? And there was some protester yelling at things, and they just all of a sudden a hand came out of the sky and grabbed the guy out of the crowd.
Never seen again. It was amazing.
They did the same thing, but they tackled this guy.
Oh, wow.
But from the sound of it, it sounded like the crowd was going to get him.
Yeah.
And that was the cop going, "Calm down!"
Oh, geez. By the way, how great of that's like an old school, almost medieval, to bring an egg and throw it at a royal.
Oh, yeah, because it's a disrespectful thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they would do that. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that's like a 500-year-old insult right there. I mean, well done on the planned protest, but you can't go throwing an egg at the king.
It's like like that walk of shame in Game of Thrones.
It is.
Shame.
I mean, that guy went old school. I can appreciate that at least.
That's right.
It's like throwing a tomato at somebody.
That's right. We're Americans. We do Rotten Tomatoes.
That's
they
right.
just do eggs.
They do eggs.
Because they're stinkier. All right. We've got, speaking of crazy things in public, so this is not a Floridope story. It's actually coming out of Ohio, but apparently the new weapon of choice to beat somebody at a Walmart is a 10-pound log of ground beef.
Oh, Lord.
Actually happened.
So is this going to beat our what was it? It's kind of like a dual threat Floridope yesterday?
Maybe.
Where we had the guy in the Everglades eating cheesecake and the guy who tried to hide a gun in a chicken?
Maybe.
Uncooked.
We'll get to the bottom
chicken.
Of this one. I don't know. We got that in some headlines. And what is the delay for the vote counts? A slight explanation coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. How about John Gerard checking in? Out of his normal weekend schedule from WPTV. They did a great job over there covering the information for Nicole. Karen's got news for us in 10 minutes, top of the hour. What's happening?
Uh-oh. Oh, there she is.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. No, what's going on?
That's all we can play. They'll sue us.
That's it.
So
that means it's officially Christmas just happened.
What is happening?
I know. So we're just talking about a hurricane and then Christmas, a Christmas special. I mean, you know, if you're feeling a little out of sorts, you're not alone. Mariah Carey, though, is going to have Merry Christmas to All air on the Paramount Network.
This is the
Paramount Plus.
This is the Madison Square Garden show?
Yeah.
See, December I 20th. Knew this was going to be televised. How could they have an event that big and not televise it?
Well,
it
makes she has sense. Two Christmas tour dates.
Well, the practice one's in Canada. That doesn't count.
Yeah, Toronto and New York.
That's
you're
in
right.
case something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's right. Work out the kinks there.
Yeah. I don't know. Does Trudeau even allow Christmas these days?
That's
I'm
true.
Not even sure.
That's true. But that'll be fun. She'll be performing a selection of her holiday hits.
Whoa!
What happened?
Hey!
That'll be fun.
All right.
December 10th.
There you go.
Paramount Plus. Do I get that?
No.
Oh, no.
No. You're still working on Disney Plus.
We're coming up.
You might. I don't know. We'll see. I knew. I was wondering what network was going to have that thing. It's too big not to televise.
It had to be on.
She tries to deny that she's the Queen of Christmas. She is.
The Queen of Christmas is performing a Christmas concert. She will not be silenced, Bill.
Can't stop her.
No.
You can only hope to contain her.
Well,
by the way.
There you go. Now you can watch it.
Now that we're talking about Christmas.
Oh my gosh, there it is.
I can't believe how close it is, by the way.
I know.
Comes the finale. All right, now we can do it. 44 days, 15 hours, 7 minutes, and 51 seconds, if I was to take a rough guess. But it's here, and it's time to start planning for this, both with retail, which is going to be insane.
2 weeks is Black Friday and Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. And also, here's a nice little part of this whole thing. You're starting to talk about the Rockefeller Christmas tree, Diener.
Oh, really?
They've chosen. They've chosen the tree. I am the chosen one.
They picked the tree?
They've picked the tree.
Oh, my.
It's a Norway spruce in upstate New York. It's going to be the centerpiece of the holiday celebration in New York's Rockefeller Center, which is a big, great American tradition. It's going to be cut down today, which I always thought was kind of a sad thing and a waste, but all the wood, and it's a lot of wood. It usually goes to charity, most likely Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, okay, that's good.
It's not wasted. Crews are going to be removing the tree, preparing it for transport to the Big Apple, which is an amazing process.
Oh, yeah, they put it on the truck, the flatbed, they drive it down.
Oh, it's incredible. Once it arrives, The tree is going to be decorated with thousands of lights. We've all seen it. It's topped off with a massive Swarovski star. This year's tree lighting ceremony is going to be scheduled for November 30th. That's right around the corner.
Is it really? Wow.
Yes.
So at the end of the month.
That's right.
Because I was going to say, whoa, they're chopping this down pretty early. I mean, how do you keep it healthy? But yeah, you got to transport it. You got to spruce it up. You got to put the lights on it.
I think they have to, like, didn't we see some interview or video yesterday of the guy that's in charge of the crew and they have to take a lot of it apart and put the branches back together?
Yeah,
and
it's crazy.
Oh, it's nuts.
Remember the one in 2020? They got a picture of it and it was like half dead. And everyone's like, yeah, that feels right for 2020.
They had to hide half of it. It's like, welcome to a new era.
Put the good side on the camera. The back side over there.
Oh, that was so symbolic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
All right, and so is this. Now, that was the spirit of the season. Here's the spirit of Walmart. Just kidding, Walmart. We love you. Now, this isn't Florida. It's Ohio. But still, apparently, the weapon of choice when you have a beef with your neighbor is a 10-pound log of ground beef.
As you normally do.
Listen to this scene. 27-year-old woman in Ohio named Monika Gamer has pleaded no contest, disorderly conduct. She gets into an altercation with a 37-year-old neighbor. It happened last year, and they just settled the court case and the charges.
They've been in litigation on over a year?
Here's how it happened.
Because of a meat log?
Well, listen how big it is. Monika was at Walmart. Uh-oh, she sees her neighbor out.
What? Oh.
Neighbor's name is Precious Jackson, by the way.
Boy, watch out. Precious is going to get you.
They got some history.
Oh,
so
boy.
When she sees her out and about in the mean aisles of Walmart, she figured it was time to take care of business.
Stay out of aisle five.
Monika flew into a rage and attacks Precious with the first thing she could grab, a 10-pound log of beef. The chip went down the potato chip aisle.
Oh, no.
So at least there was cushioning on the side in case somebody got out of hand.
This story's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She breached. She had it in her cart, a 22 log of beef.
What?
It started clobbering Precious with it.
That's a lot of beef. What are you doing with all that beef? That's too much beef.
She survived the beefing. Marika was arrested on the scene, but just now, just out of Ohio, the news is she got hit with a 30-day suspended jail sentence, probation, and $155 in fines.
Man, that's more than the beef cost.
Sure is.
Walk around with a beef log that big. Better watch out who you're messing with.
That's a lot of beef.
Oh, my gosh.
I just hope these two crazy kids can get along now. You think they're still neighbors?
Maybe. I hope so. If they are, I want a reality show there right now.
That's right, and I'll hit you again.
Get a bigger beef log. Oh, my gosh.
We'll give you an update on to see if we have decided elections yet, if these ridiculous states have figured out what they're doing yet. And we have a very... This is a big day, Diener, actually, in sports. I'm surprised you didn't announce it yet. The fate of the Washington Commanders could be decided today. There's a major announcement from the Department of Justice coming today about
that. Was that today?
It's a big thing.
I thought you were talking about the World Cup rosters being finalized.
Nah, the heck with that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I think they're going to take the team away from this dude.
I think...
It may happen.
Wow, okay.
Which it means, of course, they give it to Bezos, right?
I mean, he's going to be standing behind the curtain. I'm here!
All right, we got that and more. Coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.